Okay, we are continuing in the list of the Doraisas of the Avas Chesed. We are now in the positive mitzvahs aseh that a person transgresses. You do the low tasehs already. Everybody hear me? No? It's not working? Huh? The top button? Oh, there you go. Okay. So, we are in the Doraisas now. We are up to Beis. The last one we did was Valachta Bedrachav, that you have to walk in Hashem's ways. It was mentioned 8 times in Parshas Dvarim, this mitzvah. And we know that it's obviously very important. To walk in Hashem's ways is to do chesed. Chesed is one of the main points. That was yesterday. Today we go to Beis. Over Ode, you transgress also on Mashikasu Betorah, what's also written in the Torah, Maimar Miyuchad, a special Maimar, Le'inyin Chesed, special instruction. Vehu, Mashikasu Beparshas Yisro. There's a interesting pasuk in Parshas Yisro and Shmos Yudches Chaf that says, Vehodata Lahem Esaderech Yelchuba. Seemingly innocuous pasuk that says that you have to notify them of the derech that they can walk in it. The derech. It doesn't talk about Hashem's derech. It talks about the derech. Someone's derech over there that we know. And the Gemara Baba Kama Daf Chaf, Kuf, and Baba Metzia Daf Lamed Bebeis both learn what is this pasuk talking about. Amru Chachmenu Zichron Levracha, Baba Kama Kuf and Baba Metzia Lamed Bebeis. What's this derech that you have to notify people? Es hat derech, with a hey, zug milus chasadim. This must be talking about doing acts of kindness. And what's the pshat? Beiro. So this is the Chafetz Chaim explaining the Gemara, how it darshan that this pasuk is referring to chesed, instructing them about the derech. Says the Chafetz Chaim, midikas of stam, since the pasuk is unclear, and just says es haderech, the path, behei hayidia, with a hey that means it's a known derech, some derech out there. Velo bir eiz a derech. The pasuk doesn't tell us which derech you have to tell your people to walk in. Mistama must be, says Avos Chesed, he derech hakvusha. It is already a derech that has been walked. A lot, the trodden path. Asher darach ba avinu harishon. Must be Avram Avinu is the path we're talking about. If there is a derech, must be his derech. This is a wild extension. Fine. Hu Avram, shehad davuk kol yamav b'midat ha-chesed. Now we know if he had a path, and we're talking about the path, a known path, must be Avraham's path, the first path. And what was he known for? Chesed, kayadua, as is known to everybody. Ubemaimer ze kalul kol inyane hachesed. This pasuk is talking about a general instruction, a mitzvah to walk in Avraham Avinu's derech, his derech. And what do we have here? Not just a chesed. It's all the different types of chesed are in there, according to this Gemara Baba Kama. Sheyesh bein ish l're'ehu. All different types of chesed's are in this one. Ve'af gmilus chasadim she'adam ose begufo. Also gmilus chasadim that you do with your body. Kegon biker cholim, visiting the sick. Kvuras meisim, burying dead bodies. Ukehai gavne. Ukedi'isa sham be'gemar. The Gemara brings them all in here in this general pasuk that's giving us an instruction to walk in Avram Avinu's ways. Okay? Val kol panim, gmilus chasanim shebemamon, for even though the pasuk, the Gemara, is only talking about physical gmilus chasanim, visiting sick, burying people, etc., physically with your body, it doesn't mean that mamon is not in here too. Don't think money is not in here too. It's also in here. Gamke lo nafik miklal ze. So in other words, every time you have an opportunity to do a chesed, right, and you do not do it, you say, I'm not interested. I don't do those things. That's not my thing. I'm not one of those guys. I learn. I'm a learning boy. I don't do chesed. You're now, number one, you violated Avram Avinu. Number two is Avram Avinu. Number one was Hashem. Halachta bedrachav, bitul mitzvah zaseh. Next mitzvah that you mevatel, walking in Avram Avinu's ways, according to these two Gemaras that are saying that that's another mitzvah daraisa, to walk in his ways. You're not doing it. Now we go to number three. Besides, that's not including all the net lotases we said, if the guy's drowning and he needs money, or if he's going to have a financial loss, all the ones we discussed last week. Now we go to the third daraisa. So we're also learning the Taryag mitzvahs right now, by the way. This is also a good way to learn all those mitzvahs that you may not know about that are out there. Next, Gimel. Any questions on the last one before I go to the third one? No? Good. V'im halove hu ish shemata yado. Let's assume the guy who wants to ask you for the loan, the borrower, is a guy who's poor. He's down on his luck. He's not in good shape financially. Ubehalva zu, with this loan that you're going to lend him, she'alvehu ata, that you're going to lend him right now, hu yachol lachziko. You can sustain him so that his business doesn't go under. Shelo yitmatet legamre. He's not going to completely collapse financially. V'yitzarech labriot. He's going to have to go knocking on doors, begging, you know, going to all the tzedakah agencies and putting his family on the list, you know, like Rada Rabbanim, etc., all the kupatair. You can save him by giving him a loan to get him, so that he can put himself back on his feet. So this is also a unique situation. He's not with the mafia or whatever it was yesterday. He's not going to lose money. Here, your loan is going to give him a chance to set himself up in a business or whatever it is. Your chesed is going to help him now pull himself out of disaster, falling to another level of poverty. And you say, no, I'm not giving him the loan. Over owed, another transgression. Al mashakasu betora, ki yamuch achicha. When you're, this is the Vayikra, when your brother becomes impoverished, umate yado, he goes poor and his hand is not solvent. He's in danger, he's shaking, he's moving. Umatayado imach vechzaktabo. You have to strengthen him. Ger betosha vechai imach. And he has to live with you. So you have a specific instruction here that you have to mechazek this guy. Not with musr. You gotta give him money. You gotta help him. Give him a job. Give him something. A loan. An idea. Give him an etza. How to put himself together. Something. Now you have a mitzvah daraisa. Because he's in this very fragile financial position, you have a special mitzvah now to help this guy that he can live with you and not have to go and collect on the street. Veche achicha imach. And he should live with you, your brother. And now, what does this mean? Shinistavinu, we have a commandment in this pasuk. In a mitzvah's asay, to mechazek his hand, our brother, okay, who is destitute. Velitein lo matana, you can give him a gift. O halva, or a loan, either way, you got to save this guy. O la'asosimo shutfus, make a partnership with him. Make a business where you're going to go into business together. You invest and he does the work. Something, you have to think. Oh, lehamtzi lo malacha, find him a job. Help the guy. Kedeshi is chazek bezeh, that he should be strengthened. Velo yipol, he won't fall down. V'yitzarech labrios, and he will have to beg people for money. Yitzarech labrios is an idiom also that means he's going to have to go begging people on the door to door. V'hamonea atzmo mikol zeh. And if you prevent yourself from doing this, any of these things helping this guy who's down on his luck, over mitzvahs asei zu, you transgress this mitzvahs asei. Now, this is also written in the Rambam, also this daraisa obligation to give the guy a loan. Let's read this in the Rambam and
Zayin of Netiva Chesed downstairs.
Kein Kasav Rambam. So too, the Rambam writes this in Perek Yud, Mehilchus Matanos Aniyim, gifts to the poor. Okay, these are halachas of,
you know, Shicha, Leket, Peya, Tzedakah,
all the laws of Tzedakah are in here. Halacha Zayin. Umashe Katafti, what I wrote, Degam Al Zeh Nemar V'chei Achicha Imach, that you have to help him live, that's, he's combining two different things, the Chafetz Chaim here. V'chei Achicha Imach, is that you have to help him live? Kein kata beresh perek zayin halacha aleph. The yeshal mitzvah tzedaka od pasuk v'chei achicha imach. Tzedaka also has this obligation to help the guy live, that he should be able to live, not just saving his physical life, but saving his financial life. Okay. The ledidei nichlal inyan ze b'mitzvah tzedaka. According to the Rambam, this is also part of tzedakah, saving a guy, that he doesn't die, so to speak. Kedisa sham. That's the end of that one. That is the next daraisa that we have, number three. Now, number four. What time do I have till Rabbi Michael? Excellent. Let's continue. Val kulam, on top of the biggest one of all of them that you're going to transgress, is the mitzvah za'aseh that is explicit. Hamufureshet batorah. It is explicit in the Torah le'inyin halva gufa. We're going to spend the first chapter of this book on this mitzvah. There's one mitzvah of lending money. V'hu mashikasu b'torin shmos kaf beis kaf dalet im kesef tal ve'es ami. Now, im is if. But it doesn't mean if. This is one of the three places we're going to see is talking about when, not if. You must. This is not optional. It's mandatory. Okay? Im kesef talve, when you have to lend money to my nation, ami, es ha'ani imach, the poor man with you. Okay? You have to lend this guy money. V'kiblu chachameinu zichrono v'levracha. They had a Kabbalah. Our rabbis in the Gemara, and it's really the Medrash, Mechilta, Mishpatim, that this im in the Torah is not a reshus, it's not optional, it's not elective. It says if, but they had a Kabbalah that this is one of those few ims in the Torah that say must. Elechova, it's an obligation. Shenitztavinu lazeh bazeh lahalvos lachenu. Look at the word that he just did. La'achenu, to our brothers. Be'ez dochkam. Now, if you look at the pasuk, you'll see it's not talking about our brothers. It's talking about the poor man amongst us, the ani. And he translated into our brothers. So now he's adding in, as we're going to see in a few minutes downstairs in the Netiva Chesed, he's adding in rich people too into this pasuk right now. Rich people who, for technical reasons right now, need money. For whatever reason. He's a poor person also. Even though the pasuk is only talking about a poor man that you have to lend to. Chafetz Chaim is extending this to rich people in a situation where their credit card's not working, or they're stuck in a place, a foreign country, they don't have money. Whatever it is, that the guy's stuck. Even though he's a billionaire, he's stuck right now. You have a mitzvah daraisa to help him now with whatever he needs. A few $100, whatever it is. You have to do it. If you don't, you didn't put tefillin on today. I mean, you did, but the same. Well, you really didn't, because today's Chol HaMoed. But you didn't say Kriya Shema. It's a bittul mitzvah sase. You had it right in your hand, and you didn't do it. You said no. Now, of course, that means you have to have the money in your pocket. This is not a person you have to go and borrow money from someone else to lend him. That was only the guy who was drowning in the ocean where he gave that svara. That the guy is going to get beat up by the mafia or something. Then you have to go borrow money to give it to him. But in this situation, if you have the money sitting around in your bar mitzvah bank account or whatever, your wedding bank account, and your wife lets you, get permission from her, but maybe if it's a mitzvah sase, you don't have to ask her permission. Just lend it and give it. Get the mitzvah. Be'ez dachkam. Now, let's go down to, you know what? Let's finish this upstairs and then we'll go downstairs. Okay? Yes, Natan. I was joking about not asking her permission before you lend the money.
Of course you don't ask her. Of course you don't ask her. It's pashut. Go ahead.
As Rebbe was saying, the case when it's a rich person and he's in a foreign country.
Or so some situation, make up whatever
right,
situation.
Right, he's in a situation that he's stuck. Then why would it not be the same like with a poor person where you would have to go borrow from someone else?
That's right. That's what we're going to learn in a few seconds. He's going to say what you're saying. Why would I say it? I would say, listen, when do I have a mitzvah daraisa for a poor man? Period. This guy's not poor. He's temporarily poor. I don't know what he is. He's rich. No. Then the svar is going to be there the same. But you could hear people arguing and saying there's no mitzvah. You didn't mevatel a mitzvah asay just now. That's we're talking on a doraita level that you want to make the guy that he transgressed. It's not so simple. He's going to work on it downstairs. We're going to see it.
You see that limitation yesterday in the finish of the Rambam that only the mafia guy, you have to go find someone to help you, but it's just...
That's only the guy who's the mafia guy, the guy who's going to die. You do not have to borrow money to go give a loan here, okay? It's only when there's a lo tamor al dam reyecha, not the Rambam's extension of lo tamor al dam reyecha, which was any financial loss. The pristine case is that he's going to lose everything and now get shot by the mafia. That's where you must borrow. And hire someone to get the money, whatever it is. Okay? Just like a guy drowning in the ocean. That's not this. Nobody, no obligation like that here. Okay? Let's continue and then we'll go to the source of the halacha. V'nichpala ha'azhara azu. This warning in the Torah was multiplied, meaning to say it's more than one time written in the Torah, gam kein b'parshas re'eh. It's also written, the same daraisa, you have to lending money to the poor person, also in parshas re'eh, shekasuv sham, it's written over there, v'ha'avet tavitenu. Avet tavitenu is talking about the collateral. You have to lend him the money and take your collateral from the guy. Behu kai alva. This is talking about a loan. That's what we're talking about in that pasuk. Okay, umashe kasu po belashon im. Why does it say the lashon im that you have to if you want to lend him money? Making it sound like it's. I think I said this at someone's wedding. Could be Aron Yehuda. Someone out there. I said this. This Dvar Torah, not, I don't know if I'm going to give his teretz, but I give a different teretz. Why did it say im if it really means you must? Why did it say if you lend him money as opposed to you must lend him money? Like normal, why did he use this weird language? Nira, dehu mishum dekai al sefer dekro, because it's going on the end of the pasuk. The im at the beginning of the pasuk is modifying the end of the pasuk, which is what? Lo yetie kenoshe. You cannot be an annoying guy who keeps asking, where's my money? Where's my money? Okay? That is if the situation comes up. You must lend, but if it turns out he's not paying you, you cannot go and nag him when you know he doesn't have the money. That's an isser. So that's an if situation. It doesn't automatically happen that he doesn't pay. But in the event that he doesn't pay, you cannot go press him. Where's my money? Where's my money? You can't do that. When you lend a goy, you're allowed to be tough and say, listen, where's my money? Where's my money? Make him feel bad, go after him, and aggressively try to get it. But when it comes to a Jew, you're not allowed to do that. That's what the im is talking about. Just to remind us of what va'ain mashakatafti od bezeh lekalama meberek aleph benetiva chesed seif katan beis ain sham uprite adinim all the now you're probably wondering how much do I have to lend and in what situations do I have to lend a guy who comes over to me? That's the obvious question. Even Doraisa here, but how much do I have to give the guy and for how long, etc.? What are all the details of the loan that I have to give? So he says, Prate adinim shiyesh bezeh, all the laws, the details of this law, yevur lekamim biprakim abayim im yirtze Hashem. I'll explain that in the next chapters, all the specifics of how to do this mitzvah and not violate it. But right now he's just giving you the general. Just before we go to the Ktiva Chesed, I'll just say over what I said at Aaron Yehuda's wedding about why it says Im over here, and it will help us a little bit. He says that there are a number of, Moshe Feinstein I've quoted, I believe. I don't remember this so well, but Moshe Segal, if I see him nodding, I'll know I'm on the right track, and if I see him shaking his head, I'll know I went the wrong way, okay? I believe what he said, that there are certain mitzvahs in the Torah that, for example, eating pigs, eating stuff like that, that you're not supposed to say, there's a machlokas tanaim, you're not supposed to say, I hate pigs, if you really like pig, if you like the smell or whatever. You're not supposed to say, I can't do it, I hate it, it's gross. No, you're supposed to say, a pig is lovely and delicious, but Hashem told me I'm not allowed to eat it, so I don't eat it. My heart would love to eat pigs, but I can't. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said no. And many other mitzvahs in the Torah that you're supposed to have that attitude. Okay? Don't say I don't like it. Say I love it, but I can't. Says Rav Moshe, these few mitzvahs with the im are coming to teach us the opposite. Is this correct, Moshe Fein? It's the opposite law. There are certain mitzvahs where Hashem doesn't want your heart to want the pig, but Hashem says no, so you have to stop yourself. No, there are some mitzvahs that He wants your heart to be with Hashem's heart, meaning to say, He wants you to want to do it. I mean, like in a loan situation, in Bikurim, in other places where He says it, where it says this Lashon Im, is that Hashem wants you to feel like it's optional. You don't have to give the loan if you don't want to, but I want you to want to make it as though it's mandatory. Make the optional like a mandatory. As if he wants you to really want to give it as if you weren't forced. No one wants to feel like they're forced. You were forced to give them a loan or give them tzedakah. So therefore, in these mitzvahs, Hashem wants your heart in line as if it's with your generosity. Give it with a big smile. Feel like you really want to give it. As if it's not just, okay, I have mandatory, I have to give this money. Okay, take it. That's not the way Hashem wants it, says Rav Moshe. That's why Dafka here, in this mitzvah, he made the mitzvah in a language of voluntary, even though it's mandatory, so that you will get that kavana in your kishkes, that you'll want to give it generously, without any feeling of being forced into the situation. And that is something that everybody knows, that when I said this probably at the wedding, so let's bring in the wife. The second you have to, she feels as though you had to give, do it. You had to buy her the flowers. You had to do the nice thing, take her to dinner, whatever. It's over. You're going to spend a lot of money and get nothing. Once it's 1 second after she asks you for it, you lose. 1 second before she asks you, you offer, you win. You could go take pizza and you win. If she asks you, you're going to have to spend the fancy restaurant, and she's still going to be upset that she had to ask you to take her out. That's pashut. This is known, that no one likes to force chesed. If you're doing it for me, do it because you love me and you want to do it, not because you're obligated to do it. That's pashut svara that Rav Moshe Feinstein brings to explain this mitzvah clearly as to why it's so important to love doing chesed. Because if you don't love to do it, the person who's the recipient, and here we're seeing even a Kadosh Baruch Hu, is going to hate it. No one's going to like that type of chesed. We want the chesed where you really want to do it. Am I out of time or I have a few seconds? Anybody know? He left.
It's 47,
so we're done? Okay. We'll continue tomorrow. We'll start with the Netiva Chesed Tess, and then we'll move on to the next chapter. Well, we have to finish this up and go to the next chapter. Okay. It's also Shalom Bayis Shiurim you're learning now. How do you have to figure this out? Don't ask her if you're going to lend money to anybody. She's always going to say no. So you just lend it. Don't ask. When it comes time, don't ask.
Remember
that. Don't ask. You won't say no.